Greetings, brothers and sisters, misses and misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
Music.
Out of all the stations, this station supplies all the popular stations with popular music.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com, where we like to mix up some information, detail and trivia while playing some fine Jamaican music that is itself mixed up from all eras and genres, but with at least one overriding criteria, that it is mighty fine. And so with that in mind, here is one of the greatest voices of them all, reminding us that without love in our hearts, we can't go on, as this is Dennis Emmanuel Brown. But definitely sweet. That was a 15-year-old Dennis Brown with Let Love In, which was produced by Phil Pratt and released on his Sunshot label in 1972, and which can now be found on compilations like the Pressure Sounds release called Phil Pratt Sing.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
And speaking of Pressure Sounds, they're coming good again with yet another Lee Scratch Perry compilation. And their latest one, which is released this month, is titled Lee Perry and the Sufferers, The Sound Doctor, and gathers together a whole bunch of rare single releases from the mid-70s, which have yet to see a CD reissue. And the release kicks off with a great roots tune credited to Delroy Butler, who I believe is in fact Delroy Denton from the Silvertones, who recorded a Silver Bullets album with Scratch in 1973. And around the same time, Delroy also recorded this autobiographical account of ghetto living, over the top of a rhythm which Lee seems to have loaned from Sid Buckner, possibly in a trade for his own You Can Run rhythm, as it first appeared a couple of years earlier back in Alton Ellis's True Born African, which Sid had produced. But if you didn't quite follow all that, then never mind, just enjoy the music, as this is called Oppression.
Slumber of the city in a one-room shack, one shirt on my back.
poverty is a crime. I knew because once I'm trying to lie.
Heavy roots reality music indeed, as that was Delroy Butler, aka Delroy Denton, with Oppression, which was released on Lee Perry's Upsetter label in Jamaica and the Pama Supreme label here in the UK, where confusingly once again it was credited to the Heptones. But anyway, you can now enjoy it for the first time, remastered and reissued on the latest Pressure Sounds compilation titled A Sound Doctor, which you can buy direct from their website at www.pressure.co.uk. So why not?
Check it out.
And so after hearing a quality roots reggae track from 40 years ago, I'm lining up one for you now from this year, which comes from the singer and poet Jar Nine, who I first featured on the 2011 annual with her single Warning, and I mentioned that she would be releasing her debut album this year. Well, I'm still waiting for that one to arrive, but what has been released is a lead single from it. And if it's a sign of things to come, then the album itself is looking like being a modern-day roots classic. And it's produced by Rory Gilligan, who is most famous for being a selector on the Soundlove sound system, who in the late 1980s revolutionised the Jamaican scene with his beat mixing and rhythm juggling. And still making guest appearances around the world, Rory is now combining his time with some great production work, and none more so than with Jar Nine, as can be heard on this great single called New Name.
Greetings, my brothers and sisters, and I greet you for all to Jesus Christ, who at this day will be himself in the personality of our pure majesty and bright last night of ours. Jah Rastafari.
New name, King Rastafari. Weak hearts a tremble when they hear it sound. New name, power of the Trinity, Lion of Judah, return to the throne with a new name. King Rastafari. Weak hearts a tremble when they hear it sound. Lion of Judah, return to the throne. Today man sees all his hopes and dreams crumbling before him while he plots and schemes. Hard way, so him choose to learn, then walk across the fire when him plans get burned. But I know, cause as I just say, the truest resurrection is spiritually, and the key to the comfort is to pray the word, knowing not just believing how the prophecy reveal him with that new name. King Rastafari, weak heart a tremble when they hear it sound. Trinity, Lion of Judah, return to the throne with a new name. King Rastafari, weak heart a tremble when they hear it sound. New name, Haile Selassie, Lion of Judah, return to the throne. She screams in pain, another life descends into the physical plane. Young mama frightened as she wraps her brain around. She has cut out for her, she must maintain. But I know, cause as I just say, the youths, them is the future, let them lead the way. Just nurture and prepare them for the present day. With the word and the example of his imperial majesty, the new name. King Rastafari, weak heart a tremble when they hear it sound. New name, power of the Trinity, Lion of. Return to the throne with a new name. King Rastafari, weak heart a tremble when they hear it sound. New name, Haile Selassie, Lion of Judah, return to the throne.
wonderful new tune, as that was Jar 9 with New Name, which was produced by Rory Gilligan and is available now for download from all the usual places. And you can also go and check out the video for it on YouTube. And finally, it is also lined up to be the title track for a debut album, which hopefully will be released sooner rather than later.
This is your popular station where your music comes first. And I want to think about it because it's coming on now strong. Strong, strong, ready, steady.
Lawless Street.
This is Lawless Street, which was produced by Justin Yap for his Top Deck label in 1965. And adding the chukka chukka chooks is Noel Williams, aka King Sporty. King Sporty. King Sporty. Who is one of the original DJs in Jamaican music and who has gone on to have a widely varied career. But it all started for him back on the sound systems in the late 50s and early 60s, as he added good time drive talk to both Sir Coxon Downbeat and Duke Reed the Trojan. But like his peers of Count Machuki, King Stitt and Sir Lord Comic, his appearances on record to begin with were limited to this type of peppin' and occasional interjections and exclamations. But in the late 60s, the originators of the DJ art form were finally invited to add a little more onto the records, just as they were doing in the dances, and King Sporty recorded several of his totes over the top of some classic Studio One sides. Like with both Delroy Wilson's I'm Not a King and Feel Good All Over, the Heptones' Choice of Colours, and the Hamlins' Soul and Inspiration, which is the one I've lined up for you now, and where regular listeners to this show may well recognise its introduction.
Music is my occupation. Good for meditation. Great for inspiration. Let's go. Make your move. Make your move, make your move. Inspiration. I will testify to the nation from station to station. Thank you.
Testifying to the nation, that was King Sporty with Inspiration. He's DJ Toast over the top of the Hamlin's classic rocksteady side, Soul and Inspiration. And Sporty's version was released in 1970 on the Coxon label in Jamaica and the Bamboo label in the UK. And as far as I know, has yet to see a reissue.
This is Rhythm Street, where the music's so sweet for your dancing feet.
And so we are just going to carry on the King Sporty story for one more tune, as he is certainly a man who has made music his occupation. As not long after his Studio One recordings, he relocated to Miami and hooked up with Henry Stone and his TK record label, who are most famous for their mid-70s disco chart toppers by both George McRae and Casey and the Sunshine Band. And during this time, King Sporty started up his own record label called Conduco, which was a subsidiary of TK Records, and he began producing his own recordings, which initially were a great fusion of funk, soul and reggae. And most notably, he left behind the exclamatory DJ style and unveiled his own soulful singing voice, initially on cover versions of the likes of Girl I've Got a Date and Don't Kill the Goose. But by the middle of the decade, he was writing his own material and releasing full-length albums, like 1976's Deep Reggae Roots and 1977's unashamedly disco workout called Mr. Rhythm. But for this show, I've got a 7-inch single he released in Jamaica a couple of years previously, which shows him fusing the different styles together, as this is King Sporty with Hard to Believe.
It's hard to believe you can't get the things you need, and you're in a world of trouble when you got some kids to feed. The cost of living is climbing for the sky. All the fat cats got their alibis. I can't believe this is really happening, but the facts, my eyes are plainly seen. I've seen thousands of people unemployed. Gone were the days that we once enjoyed. Give us the all we need. When times get hard, only poor folks need. We ain't got bread, we can't find no meat. People are afraid to walk the city street. I can't believe this is really happening, but the facts, my eyes are plain to see. I see thousands of people unemployed. Gone were the days that we once enjoyed.
Great slice of deep reggae funk there, as that was King Sporty with Hard to Believe, which he produced himself and released on his own Conduco label in Jamaica in 1975. But this was still just the end of the beginning for him, as since those days he went on to become a legendary disco and Miami-based producer in the 1980s, and is still living in Florida doing his own thing.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubbles of talent.
But now, moving from one of the originators of the DJ style to one of the great exponents of it in the late 1970s and early 80s, when the new dancehall sound was just emerging, which injected a much-needed sense of humour back into the music. And there were few better at this than this next DJ, Errol Scorcher, who, although he did start out with some serious sides, like with Peace Treaty and Oily Black Dread, but while these tunes commented on wider social and spiritual issues, it was 1979's Roach in the Corner which made him an overnight star, as it addressed the all-too-familiar problem faced by everyone, regardless of social standing or political outlook, of those damn pesky insects that just seem to get everywhere. And recognising that he had hit on a winning formula, he soon followed it up with Frog in the Water and Mosquitoes. But sometimes the original is always the best, so get your spray can out, as it's time to kill the Roach in the Corner.
Oh, young come on, the little girl a bust catch a make she on ya. The other time but a finger make she on ya. The other time but a answer make she on ya. Good it, yo yo, no joke with the road. Yo yo, no joke with the road. Nah left me vegan. Me say me nah left me vegan. And if me use real kill me, I go see them still. Use be a gun, them a run rush on, but the roach pon the corner. Cause when me say them a roach in a the corner. Bung 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 bung, did I say a roach in a the corner? Good it, till I say a yo yo, a ramp with the road. Bim, kill him. Shh, bim, kill him. Shh, say me nah left me be a gun. Not you say me nah left me be a gun. Good it. Yo, no joke with the road. Yo, yo, no joke with the road.
Bim, kill him. Bim, kill him.
But you roaching at the corner. Cause when me say and them a roaching at the corner. Good it, me say me use both half on the drummer. And if me use real killer, I can see them still. You use big gun, them a run a rush. Good it, yo, yo. No ram with the road. Yo, yo, no joke with the road. Damn, the road, them no have no approach. Damn, the road can't come in on me coach. Yo, yo, no joke with the road.
Bim, kill him. Bim, kill him.
Yo, yo, no ram with the road. Yo, yo, no joke with the road.
Say me nah left me vegan. Not to say me nah left me vegan. And if me use real kill, me go see them still. Use vegan, them a run ration. But you roach in a the corner. Cause when me say ka them a roach in a the corner. And who the cow fit better, better wear it. Good it.
He just say, yo, yo, run with the road. Yo, yo, no joke with the road.
Bim, kill him. Bim, kill him.
Cause them a roach in a the corner. Cause when me say, oh, you come on ya. She come a tell me, but a scotch a make she on ya. The other time, but a squinty make she on ya. The other time, but a answer make she on ya. Watch a man. Yo, yo, no joke with the road. Yo, yo, no round.
Over the top of the real rock rhythm, and that was Errol Scorcher with Roach in the Corner, which was produced by keyboard ace Ansel Collins and released on the Aries label in Jamaica and the D-Roy label here in the UK in 1979, and was also the title track of his LP the following year. However, earlier this year, the sad news came through that aged 55 years old, Errol had collapsed suddenly at home and died soon after in hospital from a burst blood vessel. And likewise, even more recently, that just after I recorded the show before last, where I featured the great dancehall track Thief by Captain Barkey and Wicker Man, the tragic news came through from New York that Captain Barkey had been murdered in a horrific shooting incident. And both of these losses have seen two great DJs leave us before their rightful time. But next up here in the House of Reggae, we've got one legendary singer who is still going strong and touring and recording regularly. As I'm talking about one, Clinton Fearon.
Clinton Fearon, Clinton Fearon.
Who is most famous from his time in the Gladiators, but more recently has either been leading his own group or performing solo. And earlier this year, I featured one of his solo recordings from his 2005 album, Me and Me Guitar, in the House of Reggae Acoustic Special, where I also mentioned that he would soon be releasing another acoustic long player titled Heart and Soul. And one listener to that show, a certain Thomas in France, was so struck by the tune I played that he got in touch with me to find out more. And just a couple of weeks ago, he's emailed me again to say he's just seen Clinton in concert and loved it so much that he wants to hear another acoustic offering from Mr. Fearon. And has asked me to play this one from the aforementioned Heart and Soul album, which is called Follow the Rainbow.
Follow the Rainbow.
Here comes a musical hit maker from Jamaica, tall and handy, sweet like candy. Hit me now.
I'll follow the rain, the rain, the rain, the rainbow, rainbow, follow the rain. There's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Broad is the way to elsewhere. Narrow is the way to our equal share. The road may be rugged and stiff, but I won't let go. Oh, no, 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 no. What is for Peter cannot be for Paul. What is for James cannot be for John. What is for Harry cannot be for Charles. What is for Marcus cannot be for Rufus. Want you to know. What is for I cannot be for another man. So I'll follow the rain, the rain, the rain, the rainbow, rainbow. Follow the rainbow. I'll follow the rain, the rain, the rain. Oh yes, the rainbow.
Rainbow, rainbow, follow the rainbow. follow the rainbow. Ooh, follow the rainbow.
Proving that I do occasionally play requests. Well, as long as they're any good, of course. As that one is going out to Thomas. And was, of course, the legendary Clinton Fearon, who was playing all the instruments himself on that 2012 version of Follow the Rainbow, which you can now find on his Heart and Soul album and is available on CD via his own website at www.clintonfearon.com. And just to say that in case you recognise it, the original version of that tune came out on the Gladiators 1982 album, Back to Roots.
Ice, Irie.
But now, here in the House of Reggae, this is the usual time when we head out on an extended version excursion. But today, I'm doing something a little way different, because instead of one long vacation, I've got two short day trips for you instead. But predictably, they are both starting out from 13 Brentford Road. And so first up, I've got the Heptones, who were not only the premier vocal group at Studio One in the late 60s, but also lead singer Leroy Sibbles was one of the main musicians and arrangers in the whole studio setup. And many of the rhythms he created there have gone on to be reinterpreted down the decades to fit in with the new styles and fashions of the day. And one great example of that is how his 1969 recording of Sweet Talkin' was overhauled in 1994 by Philip Fattis Burrell for what proved to be Luciano's big breakthrough hit, One Way Ticket, where the pumping drum beats and Dean Fraser's new horn line make it seem like a whole new tune. But underneath, and still just about perceptible, is the original Studio One rhythm. But before we hear that, here is the original Sweet Talkin' Leroy Sibbles.
This is your number one station, your official station. You know, do it!
Now I say, let's go walking. Come on and walk with me. And baby, you will see that these words we've been talking. Come on and talk with me. And make your little heart set free. Now I say, let's go dancing. Come out and dance with me. And baby, you will see that these words we've been talking. Come on and talk with me. And make your little heart set free. Dancing. You come out and dance with me. And baby, you will see that these words we've been talking. Come out and talk with me. And make your little heart set free. Dance with me. Come on and talk with me.
Africa, here I come. Come. Give me a one-way ticket. Going back down to Africa to live it. In a Babylon, I live like that. One go back on me yard. Begging to give me a one-way ticket. Going right back to Africa to live it. In a Babylon, I live like that. Won't go back on me, y'all. The work I so hard, down I don't send y'all. All of my youthful days I down there, me no get no reward. My woman is so crying, and my children no suffering. By any means necessary, I got to leave this system. So beg you give me a one-way ticket. We going down to Africa to live it.
in a Babylon I suffer like that. Won't go back on me a heart. Beg no give me a runaway ticket. Me going down to Africa to look it. In a Babylon I suffer like that. Won't go back on me a heart. They took I away from my father's land, oh God, and carried I here down in a Babylon, oh gosh. So much agony and separation, boy, boy. Years of blood, sweat and tears, I'm just living in fear, Lord. So they gonna give me a runaway ticket. Me going back to Africa to live it. In a Babylon I suffer like that. Won't go back on me a heart, yes. Give me a runaway ticket. I'm going back to Africa to live it. In a Babylon I suffer like that. Won't go home on me a heart. Me no want no return. Say I strictly one way. And when the plane touch down in Africa, yes I dare so me I go stay. In the abundance of food and wealth, there I and I will dwell. My woman, my children and I will be living well. So give me a runaway ticket. Going back to Africa to live it. In a Babylon I suffer like that. Won't go home on me a heart.
Two classic tunes, separated by 25 years, but joined together by one rhythm. As first up, we heard the Heptones with Sweet Talking, although to be honest, I only heard Leroy Sibbles on that one, so I'm not sure where Barry and Earl were when that was recorded. But anyway, it originally came out on the Coxon label in both Jamaica and the UK in 1969, and is now the title track of a great Heptones compilation on the Heartbeat label. And then following that was the unmistakable Luciano with One Way Ticket, which came out on the Exterminator label in Jamaica and the Greensleeves label in the UK in 1994, and was also the title track of his album on the VP label the same year.
This station rules the nation with version.
And so, for our second mini-journey today, we feature two of the greatest saxophonists in the whole of reggae music, who coincidentally were both actually born in Cuba back in the early 1930s, and who moved to Jamaica with their families when they were young children. As I'm talking about none other than Roland Alfonso and Tommy McCook, who, after first picking up their instruments at school of Stony Hill and Alpha Boys School respectively, first came together at the newly opened Studio One in 1963, and the following year became just two of the many leading stars in the Scatolites. But following a group split in the summer of 1965, Roland remained at Studio One, where he formed the house band The Soul Brothers alongside Johnny Dizzy Moore. And one of their earliest recordings under this new name was a jazz-influenced ska number called Something Special. Meanwhile, Tommy moved over to Duke Reed's Treasure Isle label, where he was given star billing of his own, leading the Supersonics. But following their demise at the end of the decade, he went freelance and started recording a number of sessions alongside the trumpeter Bobby Ellis, and one of their recordings together was a cover version of his old mate's tune. But before you hear Tommy's cut, here's Roland and Dizzy leading the Soul Brothers with Something Special.
This station, rock the nation with sound vibration.
Thank you.
Beautiful, sweet Jamaican music. As first up, we heard Roland Alfonso and Dizzy Moore leading the Soul Brothers with Something Special, which was recorded at Studio One and released on the Coxon label in 1965 and is now the title track of a Roland Alfonso compilation on the Heartbeat label. And then following that was Tommy McCook and Bobby Ellis with their early 70s version, which was originally released on BB Seaton's Soul Beat label. And finally, just to say that DJ fans may well recognise that rhythm as underpinning iRoy's tune Peace on his classic Presenting album.
Enough reggae music! Enough reggae music! Enough reggae music!
Now, back on show number 130, I paid tribute to the great musician and producer Ozzie Hibbert, who passed away earlier this year. And I made a brief mention that some of his productions had recently been reissued via the Goldshop record label. Well, now their sister label, Bond Export, have followed that up with a few more classic Ozzie Hibbert reissues, this time from the late 70s. And the one I've picked out for you today is by Earth and Stone, who were a short-lived vocal duo best known for their Channel One recorded album Cool Roots. And whilst based at Maxfield Avenue, they also found time to record a few tunes for Ozzie Hibbert too, including this one, which showcases their wonderful harmonies and roots-based lyrics in Sweet Africa.
Crying
A beautiful tune there, as that was Earth and Stone with their tribute to Sweet Africa. And that was produced by Ozzie Hibbert and originally released on the Gorgon label in Jamaica and the Cha Cha label here in the UK in 1979. And has now just seen reissue on the 7-inch vinyl on the Bond Export label, and which you can find out all about at their website, bondexport.blogspot.com.
Yo, Dread, can I move to the man of your Rasta? Clark's putting me out to the best.
Now, for all you long-time listeners, you may remember that way back in the House of Reggae's Fashions special, I played Little John's dancehall anthem, Clark's Booty, where he showed the people that he was trash and ready by waving his Clark's adorned foot in the air. And then more recently, I've also played Vibes Cartel's 2010 anthem, Clark's, where he kept his footwear clean and tidy with the use of a toothbrush. And these are just two examples of many down the years in Jamaican music that have celebrated the Clark's Booty. And now, there's a brand new book all about this phenomenon by the London-based DJ Al Fingers, who has travelled to Jamaica to discover why this particular brand of English footwear is so loved in the dance halls. But before I tell you a little more about that, here's yet another tune all about the Clark's Booty style.
Rap to the blues. Kick off your shoes and make we rap to the blues. Pretty nowadays and them a wear Clark's boot. Pretty nowadays and them a wear Clark's boot. Strictly wrist up and tell me no one up on good. Strictly wrist up and tell me no one up on good. Cause this a Uptown Friday night. Boom! Catilla, this a Uptown Friday night. Boom! Catilla, then you skip and then you dip and then you shake your mulligan hip and this a reggae monkey. This but I make you jump at this. Kick off your shoes and make we rap to the blues. Kick off your shoes and make we rap to the blues. The Brady no one is and them a wear Clark's boot. Brady no one is and them a wear Clark's boot. Kick off your shoes and make we rap to the blues. Cause a Uptown Friday night. Catilla this a Uptown Friday night. Come with me till you send a Uptown Friday night. They take you to the club and make you do the rubber dub. They take you to the dance and make you jump and prance. Cause a Uptown Friday night. Yeah. Catilla, this a Uptown Friday night. Do it, y'all. Many don't know, say your little love was there. But I play them rhythm, make a this a sound and lead the way. They kick off your shoes and make you rap to the blues. Kick off your shoes and make you rap to the blues. The automatic beast and the loud man troll. Cause this a reggae music to match your soul. For the automatic beast and I want to get clapped. And I may not take a stop and send a wicked off the drop. Kick off your shoes and make me rap to the blues. Kick off your shoes and make me rap to the blues. Strictly wrist up and down, we don't want to punk. Strictly wrist up and down, we don't want to punk. Waiting nowadays and them a wear Clark's boot. Waiting nowadays and them a wear Clark's boot. With a Clark's boot this time. With a Clark's boot this time. With a Clark's boot this time. Kinda really rolling right. Cause this a Uptown Friday night. Cause this a Uptown Friday night. Got Uptown Friday night. Do it ya. Got Uptown Friday night.
Over the top of the Freedom Blues rhythm, that was Rankin Joe with Clark's Booty Style, which is taken from his 1981 album Tribute to John Lennon, which came out on the Tad's label. And so, if you want to read all about the Clark's Booty phenomenon, then do look out for the new book called Clark's in Jamaica, which is written by Al Fingers and is being published by One Love Books later this month, and should be available in all good bookshops. So, why not?
Check it out, 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 check it out.
And speaking of dancehall phenomenons, I ended show number 132 with General Treese's Horseman Style, which I played in response to Psy's worldwide dance hit Gangnam Style, explaining that dancing in a jockey fashion was nothing new to Jamaicans. But since that show, the dancehall world has gone one better and released their own version of that hit. And so I'm going to finish up now with Mega Banton, G-Lock and Singer J as they turn Gangnam Style into Badman Style.
Badman Style, Badman Style,
Badman Style. Jamaican Badman Style. Yardman Style.
No guns and we smoke ratchets in marinas and then grabber.
So
never ever you see a bad man a pull and tell him suck him madder.
Why?
Have a gun in your mouth, make your teeth jump out, skin burn like a red ring grabber.
Okay.
And when you a talk about real bad man, you a talk Jamaican and dada.
Maro in the air, drunk or see them crazy nyam it. Maro in the air, the dogs them see them all of vomit. Maro in the air, the pilots see them fly away from it. Maro everywhere. Over there and over
say
here.
Them a bad man and them a boots one. Them no know,
hey.
Them no know,
hey.
Them say them a bad man and them a boots one. And them no know,
hey.
Them no know,
hey.
Rest me gun inna your head and go so boom 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 boom. Fucking Jamaicans.
Clip done.
Mm-hmm.
Badman style. Jamaican Badman style. Whoa, 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 whoa. Give them it and them style. Jamaican Badman style. Whoa, 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 whoa. Natty Mark and them style.
We no fear nobody.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Give them it Badman style.
We no fear nobody.
Whoa, 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 Badman style.
Tell them semi line carbine in a spine with a nine where you shine, where design for the crime. Anytime me no mind if I war me resign, come in, I take a box down, me no Einstein. When me gun but sooner than a cripple or blind, body fine, cut fine like slices of pine, mother seat and ball. Christ say a sign, come me gun, no decline, to cut off lifeline.
Clapping on your head, dummy dash you one side, more left on the ground, just like a landslide. Boy, see me, yummy gun, running shot, then team up like Buju band and van side, rub shot in a dem head like an African pride. Change your skin color like a peroxide. Do we make blood run through your head like us? Spring water run out of rock side.
Said them a bad man and them a boots one. Them no know,
hey.
And them no know,
hey.
Them said them a bad man and them a boots one. And them no know,
hey.
Them no know,
hey.
Rest me gun in your head and go so boom 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 boom.
Shot them.
Mm-hmm.
Badman style. Jamaican Badman style. Give them it and them style. Sander Kong them style. Badman style.
Oh yes, they fear nobody. As that was Mega Banton, G-Lock and Singer J with their satirical Badman style. And if you want to see the very funny video that accompanies that, then just go and check it out on YouTube.
Do it! Do it!
But that is all I've got time for today, so many thanks once again for joining me here, and I hope you've enjoyed the tunes. And of course, if you did, then you can visit the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com to hear some more, and you can also drop by every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time for the live show on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae.